And I was like, oh, do you think he's cute? Do you want me to go after him for you? And he was like, yeah, do it.
Please, for the love of God, put some music on to entertain yourself.
And I was like, my ego is destroyed and I need to get into this place.
And if I want to fuck bitches, I go to Joker.
Sorry, guys. I'm like being a little crazy on this podcast.
That's okay. Let it out. What about the boys? What about the men?
So...
I'm just a bit offended that no one's noticed that something's missing from the apartment.
Well, I noticed something was gained, which is the banquette, which I was very excited about, and the giant table.
But what's missing?
The sauna.
The sauna's gone.
Oh.
I was going to say it looks nice and clean over there.
Yeah. Have you eaten at your counter yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love the counter.
Good.
But the sauna is gone.
I'm really happy for you because the thing has needed to go for quite some time.
Yep. It was just taking up space, and now it's. I feel like I have space to roam about the cabin.
Wait, so where is it? Like, room. Where did it?
Allie took it.
Oh.
Allie took it.
It's been rehomed.
Wait, Allie, yep. Like our friend Allie?
Our friend Allie has it.
Where did she put it?
I don't know, but she was like, hell yeah, I'll take a free sauna. She's a lot more space than us. But I'm just happy that it's staying in the family, because I, like, would still maybe like to use it from time to time.
That's fair. So now you can go over whenever you want a little sauna experience.
Or Allie's like, I'm going out of town. I'll be like, I'm heading over.
I can't wait to use it when I am homeless and move into Allie's apartment for several weeks.
Shared custody.
That was the first thing I said to you today is Jack was like, did you notice the banquette? And I was like, yeah, I'm obsessed. I can't wait to sleep on it for when I'm homeless for 2 weeks.
You can sleep on the couch.
You can have my air mattress and you can put it in there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can move in there. Honestly, the couch is way more comfortable than the banquette.
My
true.
Air mattress is pretty comfy.
I actually have an air mattress too at home. We're getting like just closer and closer to the date, and every day I get more stressed out. But it's also... Colby's literally on Street Easy as we speak.
Colby holds up a listing on her phone.
I literally can't stop.
No, Katie and I, before you got here, Colb, she was like, so how's the apartment search going? And I was like, I'm going to be totally honest. Like, I have not done anything.
Adam has not been an asset. And also, I keep sending him things. And then he'll get back to me at like 7 o'clock at night. And I was like, well, I didn't go look at it. And... it's rented now.
Because I mean, Colby will like send it to me, and I'm like in back-to-back meetings, like, literally all day.
Text videos, like, here's the price, here's what we need to do, whatever. And then Adam's like, hi.
But also, it'll be like, I'll be literally on a call speaking, and I see 100 texts coming in from Colby, and I'm like, fuck, I need to give her like some kind of indication that I'm alive and paying attention. And so I'll text her, and I'll be like, we'll review in 20 minutes, like when I'm on this call. And then I'll like get off a call, I'll review, I'll be like, okay, looks good. And then I'll go into another call, and then 7 hours later I'll be like, okay, hi, here am I am like actually reviewing this. And Colby would be like, I didn't see it, we're not buying it, like it's not happening.
I went to go look, and it's not it. So
yeah, I've been like completely useless in the process.
It's literally a full-time job.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. And Colby is taking it on, so I need to get her a gift when we find an apartment.
No, that's okay.
She just gets the room with the better window.
Colby can have whatever she wants. I'll sleep on the floor. We can have one bed, and I'll sleep on the floor. Yeah,
we're just sharing about it at this point.
I'm at this point, like,
we're getting bunk beds.
Like, no, that actually would be a dream.
I would die.
We're getting a room with two queen beds.
Honestly, we should.
Wait, yeah. If you were to get a bunk bed, who would be on the top bunk and who would be on the bottom bunk?
I actually can't do bunk beds, because every time that I've slept in a bunk bed within the last 5 years, I've gotten extremely claustrophobic in the middle of the night and needed to like go have a panic attack on the couch.
Okay, so you're definitely
we don't want that.
On the top for sure, given that.
Colby's no, I've tried both, and like both like make me feel like the walls are closing in around me.
Interesting.
Well, honestly, I feel like the top bunk would be worse for you, because the ceiling.
Close the ceiling.
Oh, I didn't even think about
that. We have tall ceilings.
Yeah.
I was thinking bottom bunk feels like
we can have two twin beds.
Yeah, we could. I'm totally fine with that.
Let's just separate the bunk beds. Yeah, chop it in half.
It'll be like a dorm.
Honestly, I've been at the point of trying to convince Colby that we should just stay in my apartment.
I'm not moving. My thing is, I
knew it. I knew you were going to try that.
I just refuse to move into an apartment that three boys have lived in for 7 years.
We can make it nice.
Bad juju.
No, no. There's good not juju that.
There. No, good things have happened there.
I just want like a shiny and new space to like furnish and put our stuff in and make our own.
We can paint the walls. We're going to break down the flex wall. I mean, okay, also for context, the reason that I'm positioning this is obviously three of us live in this apartment right now. It's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, and we converted the living room into a bedroom, as everybody knows. So my proposition to Colby is like, the rent that mine is getting increased to is technically kind of lower than what we're looking at for two-bed, two-bath with doorman, laundry, and building.
Yours is getting increased.
My rent's increasing, but like 1%.
You said it was rent controlled. What's going on?
But it goes up like a very little bit.
Oh, so rent control is a lie?
Well, it's just like the way it works essentially is they can only raise the rent as to what the percentage of inflation is that year.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Never mind.
And so like I think it was last year, inflation was like 8%. And so our rent got raised the most it's ever been raised, which was 8%. But the year before they raised it like $10 because inflation was like 0.1% or something like that.
Okay.
And this year I think inflation is like similarly cooled off a little bit. So I think they raised it like 2% maybe. So my rent is getting raised, but the apartments that Colby and I are looking at, like this one that we really want to move into in Flatiron, is like a two-bed, two-bath that is a skylight. It's like a fifth floor walk up, I think, which like is horrible. But
you'll survive that.
One that I sent you yesterday. This one apartment was posted at the end of May and it was like a decent price. I mean, still expensive, but so is everything. And the agent temporarily took it off the market, and I got a notification yesterday saying whatever unit has an update, and I assumed that it was going to say that it was rented, but I hadn't even seen that it was still listed, and I check Street Easy 86 times a day. Yeah. And so then I click on the listing, and they put it back on and raised it 8%, so it went up $555.
What did they do?
They had originally listed it in May. What did they? At the end of May.
Okay, so they took it off the market. Did they like add anything and prove it?
No, before it said available now, and then now it says that it's available for August 15th. And then yesterday they put it back on and then took it off again. And I'm like, is this a scam? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But then there is another issue going on now that they passed the FAIR Act so that the owners of buildings need to pay the broker fees, not the renters, which in theory sounds great, except I think that a lot of them, the apartments that are listed that had broker fees, now the price of the rent is being increased to ingest that fee somehow and still like put it back on to us.
Yeah.
And I think there's another issue where units aren't even being put on the market because they want you to have to hire a broker. Or brokers are like holding them so that you have to hire them and pay them.
Yeah.
Because you do have to pay the broker fee if you hire a broker.
I am like kind of literally at the point where like I just want to pay for a broker for us. Like I am so...
Well, I reached out to that guy for the one in Soho that I went to a few weeks ago. And I was like, hi, checking in again. And then yesterday they looped somebody in and they were like, please send her nearby units. Because I kind of am too that I'm like... This guy told me that it would only be 1 month's rent, which is pretty standard for broker fees. That's what I've had to pay previously. But now, like over the past couple of years, broker fees have gone up to like 15%. I know people have paid like $15,000 for a broker fee.
Yeah, which is insane.
It's literally stupid.
Dumb.
Because they don't really and do that much. Do that. No offense.
Wait,
no
can
offense.
You can you negotiate broker fees now though? Like,
no.
Like, why wouldn't you be able to? I guess. Is it because they just control the market and the inventory, so we have no leverage?
I'll pay you a fee if you give me a month free.
That's true. I mean, that's true. It evens out, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally fair. But then I feel like they would raise the rent.
I only feel like controlled by the landlord. You like can't negotiate because like someone will pay their full rate.
Yeah, which is effed.
You know? Yeah. And they'd be like, well, if you don't want to pay my full rate, don't work with me type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they'll have plenty of people, especially now that the market's so terrible, like people are... at their wit's end and will pay.
I'm certainly at my wit's end.
It's kind of like every single day when I go on, there are no new listings. It's dry as hell. So I'm just going to stay on that guy. He was actually helpful too.
Oh, good. Okay. We like him.
Yeah, we were both standing like 10 feet apart. It was the last 90-something degree day in the city, and it was like a fourth floor walk up, and we're both like panting, like walking up these stairs. And then we get into the unit. They didn't have the air conditioning units on for some whatever reason. The sun is like beating in, and we're both like 10 feet apart talking, and he's like dripping sweat, and I was like, there's definitely like a bead of sweat about to drip down my back. And at one point I was like, can we walk downstairs? It's like I'm dying in this apartment. And obviously it isn't gonna work out with our move-in date, but he was actually helpful and gave me a lot of information. So
well, the update that I told Colby yesterday is that the boys and I are trying to extend our lease one more month because Alex.
Interesting.
Like, Alex and his girlfriend bought the apartment, so they closed on the apartment, but they want to do some renovations before they move in, so it'll likely kind of carry us through August. And then my other roommate, I feel so bad for him because he's like kind of being forced to live alone now. Not moving in with Colby.
Because you guys are ditching him?
Yeah. Like, Alex moving in with his girlfriend, me moving in with Colby, with my girlfriend. Yeah. And so he's like looking at the market every day similarly. And like, apparently the one bedroom market is horrible. And so
really? I thought like two bed was way worse.
I think both are equally bad. But he's like, I'm literally going to have to pay like $4,500 a month for a one bed.
Before Adam and I decided to move in together, I had inquired about a friend who was moving out of a studio.
Yeah.
And she was paying $3,000 for a studio in the West Village, which is crazy, but good price, honestly.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. The owner of the apartment wants $4,000 for the studio now.
No.
It's like 300 square feet.
That should be illegal.
That's insane.
A studio apartment.
Studios are like over 3,500 now.
Guys, what is this ominous lighting that
just happened? I think it just got cloudy.
It just got really dark. What's going on? Are we going to get hit by a hurricane?
I'd be so sad. I can't be dealing with that today.
Can you turn the lamp on? I need to be able to see you guys.
I know. It literally got so dark that like...
No, it's like pitch black in here for some reason. Did you see what artwork I chose? It kind of like...
Wait, I liked it. It's very gay.
No, I was going to say it's giving pride.
Katie prides for me.
I pride for you. It's like a row of like 13 houses on the seashore with rainbow like roofs.
Fire Island.
Yeah, all the roofs are different rainbow colors. And I was like, this is so Adam.
That is. I literally think that's Fire Island. No, Katie's like best Instagram she's ever posted is when it was a picture of me in June. And it was like when we were first starting to become super close, like junior year of college when we were all in the city.
We weren't really like besties yet, but yeah. I was trying really hard.
And girl, did she try. She literally posted an Instagram and her caption was, I pride for you, at Adam Harrison.
With the rainbow flag.
With the rainbow flag.
I'm such an ally.
And now, that's our coined phrase.
That was the day I literally stole all of Katie's friends. I made out with all of them at the Pride Parade. And then the rest
of
the history.
And you've never been to the Pride Parade since.
Alex has dragged me a couple of times. We should go
this year. When is it?
I won't be here. I think it's like the last weekend in June, isn't it?
Or like the next weekend or something. But like, I won't be here either.
Yeah. I think it's the last weekend in June.
June's like, flying.
I know. How has your Pride Month been?
Yeah, how has it been?
Guys, it hasn't even felt like Pride Month.
We went to a gay bar.
Do the intro and then tell us about the gay bar and about how your gay experience has been in the month of June.
I can't wait to talk about my gay experience. I can't wait to talk about my experience being gay for all the podcast listeners who have no idea that I'm gay. This is me coming out of the closet. In case you're curious, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
That was too good.
Did we talk about the gay bar that I dragged everybody to a couple weeks ago? I feel like maybe not. We did?
Well, we talked about when you guys went the first time.
Oh, yes, where Emily stole my phone and I was crying, calling Alex to call me an Uber because I thought I was poor and had no money anymore.
Correct.
Yes. Good times. So I decided we were going to relive that night. And so we go to this bar, employees only.
Employees only.
You've been to employees only, presumably.
Yeah, that's not the gay bar.
Gay bar will come, don't you worry.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute, is employees only a gay bar?
No.
I didn't know.
It's kind of gay, though. I mean, the waitresses were like kind of gay looking.
I mean, I love it there.
For the record, it's not offensive for me to say that because I'm a homosexual. So we go to employees only and it's me, another gay, and then it's Colby and two girls. So our other two friends. And first of all, employees only, I need to slander this place because they are the worst like bar ever, basically. Like,
why?
They're just so rude. Oh, well, I will say objectively, like I wasn't the one who made the reservation, but allegedly there's something on the reservation that says if you go to employees only, which by the way is a cocktail bar, it's not a freaking dinner.
You would never think to go there and have dinner.
Yeah. You have to eat.
You have to eat. And so basically she said, because we ordered a round of drinks and then she comes back and you could tell that she was annoyed because I think she knew what was about to happen, aka we weren't going to order food or we were just going to get like light bites. And she was like, okay, what are you going to do for food? And I was like, oh, I think we'll just get like some appetizers, like let's do like fries, whatever, like some light stuff. And she goes, she like flops the menu down and she's like, excuse me, like on the resi notification, it tells you that you need to get dinner. We were like
entrees.
Yeah. And then she's like, I can let you guys stay here for 30 minutes, but then we need to give the table up. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, what's considered like a full dinner? Like, I think we're happy to order some more food, but like, is that, and she cuts me off. And then she's like, Yep, you need to order more food.
30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes. I'll give you 30 minutes, though. I'll give you 30 minutes, but you need to order more food. And I was like, okay, like, I would like to have the table for longer than that. So explain to me what your expectations are on food. Like, is it one entree per person?
What's she saying? You got to get a 3-course meal?
No, literally, she's like, yep, one entree per person. One entree per person. I'm like, okay.
Jesus. Well, we were like, no.
I was like, okay, we'll not going to do that. We're not going to do that. So we'll take the 30 minutes. I mean, we're happy to continue to order drinks, which drinks are literally more expensive than food. Like, sorry, if you have us here for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, she's concerned about like the tip aspect of it. You guys were going to give her a great tip with the amount of drinks you're getting.
Well, after the freaking lift that I got from her.
Before the attitude.
Yeah, before the tude. And then she's like snatching the menus out of everybody's hands and like running away. And I was like, you were literally so rude. Like, what the heck? Like, I just wanted to better understand what your expectations were on food. Like, I'll order some salads and stuff like that, girl. Like, what do you want? You know?
Girl was having a bad day.
I wasn't going to order because I ate dinner before.
And I will say, so we were aggressively ordering drinks. Like, we definitely drank a lot there. I mean, Colby and I both got tequila on the rocks. I'm not even kidding.
We had 3 drinks.
Yeah. This girl literally gave Colby and I a cup of tequila that was the size of like that cup of coffee that Colby's drinking right now. Like, ew. It was the biggest cup of tequila I've ever seen, to the point where I had to take a picture of it. So I had to memorialize it. And
gnarly.
Anyway, so I think that this girl was then delicious. Like, oh, okay, I'm making money from this table. So she ended up letting us stay for longer than
45 minutes. Yeah, they never came back and kicked us out. We had to ask for our bill at the end.
She never came back. She never talked about it again. She just gave me eyes from across the room.
Okay, maybe she just had a moment there.
Something was wrong.
Let's forgive her.
It did get substantially better from that. So I will say, like, we did have a good time, I would say. Like, had some drinks, had some, you know, chit-chat. Yeah. And this bar specifically is where I went on a date with that guy Stone Street.
Oh my God, from throwback.
Years ago that Colby met on Stone Street and set me on a date with. And so I decided that it was a good idea, because Colby and I had some drinks, that I was going to send him a selfie of Colby and I via Instagram DM. Mind you, I have his number, but I sent it via Instagram DM. Like an expiring picture also.
Things that make sense.
It's literally a selfie of Colby and I. Barely.
Our faces.
Just our faces. A black background.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guess where? And then
doesn't
reply. I completely forget I send this. The rest of the night happens, and just to like round out this part of the story, the next day he messages me on Instagram, and I'm like, why is Stone Street messaging me on Instagram? And I go and look that I had sent him that screenshot, and everything comes back to me, and he literally goes, hey, Colby looks great. You got me. I have no idea. I was like,
with all the context clues you gave, he couldn't figure it out, aka the black background.
I literally was like,
did you end up writing him back?
I did. Yeah, I think what did I say? I probably said something flirty, because, you know, I had to like make up somehow for what I had done, honestly. Let's see. Remember, we couldn't remember his name to like save our lives?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I do remember it now.
I was like, I need to message him.
Now that I refreshed my memory.
No, he literally goes, hey, Colby looks great. And I'm stumped.
I'm stumped.
And then I didn't reply. And then when I was in Greece, I was posting stuff. And then he was replying to my stories in Greece.
Okay, good. You rekindled.
And then I said, I gave you literally no context clues, but it was employees only. He said,
Poor guy was on the edge of his seat, and you just like are bopping around in Mykonos. He's like, hello.
No, literally. He was like, yes, all I can make out was the dime of a bestie of yours. Colby.
Oh, he's sweet.
And then he said, and thank you for circling back, because I was genuinely curious. It was that, and then all of your Grease content, so I somehow convinced myself it was Mykonos, but wasn't seeing the connection. So funny.
Wait, I love him. What happened with him? Why are we not with him?
We went on one date to employees only. He drove me home in a car that he outside. And then I think we just made out in front of my building, and that was kind of like the end of it.
Okay.
And then nothing transpired.
Well, he sounds great.
He's so hot. Like, you should objectively bring him back. So attractive.
Yeah, how about we bring the beat
I'll
back?
I'll hang out with him.
You can. I get the feeling that like if things were gonna, you know, materialize with us, they would have happened, you know?
True.
So
but right. Why don't you feel that way about others that you revert back to?
You know what, Colby?
Yeah, you love to go on dates with people you've gone on dates with before.
Okay.
And it's been years.
Why am I being attacked?
No, I'm stating curious. A fact. You didn't like him enough?
I think I
did. There's got to be something else lurking. Some other detail we're missing here.
There's no detail. I just don't want to chase him.
Okay.
Period.
Like, period.
Okay.
He can chase me in my
perfect
cryptic selfies that I sent him. But anyways, and then the rest of the night, we ended up going to a gay bar, Pieces, in the West Village. So fun. And it was like Colby's first experience at a gay bar in the city, I feel like.
Yes, I begged you for years to bring me to one and you never have.
And I finally did it. And you literally, I think, had the time of your life.
No, it was so fun.
Yeah, like we were having the best time. Did anything crazy happen while we were there? I can't even remember really.
I went up to that guy. Adam saw this guy from across the bar. And I was like, oh, do you think he's cute? Do you want me to go up to him for you? And he was like, yeah, do it. I went up to him and he basically was like, oh, sorry, I only am interested in like 50 plus men. He told me he was looking for a daddy. And then he told our other friend when he was in like a group conversation, he was like, I strictly fucked like 50-year-old men. Otherwise, I'd be all over that.
All and right. Then Justin goes, I mean, he has an Amex. Does that mean anything to you?
All right, the King.
Like, no.
Yeah. Know your worth.
I was like, fair. I love that for you.
He has a type and he knows it.
Yeah.
He has a type. I literally think everybody in that bar was the exact same. And I feel bad because the one gay guy that we were with, who I'm friends with, he was trying to wingman me so hard, but I'm so awkward around gays. Like, I just don't know how to function around gay people for some reason. I am so homophobic. Not actually, but like I don't operate correctly around gay people. And so he like...
No, I think that's a you problem.
No, it's for sure a me problem.
It's actually not them, so interesting to observe because Adam's like, I think that guy's hot. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then he just like stands there.
Yeah, like what are you going to do about it?
I'm like literally nothing.
No, then when you were talking to that guy, I feel like Justin was talking to him and you're like smiling and nodding.
No, I literally didn't know what to say. Like, Justin introduced me to him, and I was like, hey.
You went mute?
He was like, hey.
Well, okay.
I was like, so where do you live in the city?
So what's going on? Why are you here?
No, literally, I think we started the conversation with like, so what's up? And he was like, nothing. What's up with you? And I was like, I want to kill myself.
Now that you ask.
Sup?
Then Justin was like, Adam, like, all you need to do is tell a gay person you like their shirt and it'll be fine. And I was like, okay, I guess that's my move.
Wait, that's a great piece of advice.
Yeah.
Just honestly, it works with straight guys too. They love to be complimented on their fashion.
They do. I mean,
because it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I think men just like to be complimented in general.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Compliments are good. They're important. And then I think that was like our entire night that night. It was so fun though.
Yeah, wasn't it was. It?
Did we do anything after?
No. Then we left, remember?
Oh,
and we were trying to get an Uber. And for some reason, it was like a gorgeous summer night. And typically, I feel like Ubers in the summer aren't surge pricing. I feel like they're pretty easy to come by, whatever. That night, for whatever reason, there were so many people out. And everybody was seemingly walking around. There wasn't a single taxi that came by that was open. And my Uber to go home from this bar to my apartment alone was like $82.
Oh, that's which illegal.
Is a 10-minute drive.
That should be illegal.
It was sickening. Yeah. Uber prices have really gotten out of control. Anytime I Uber to JFK, it's like $180.
No, it's disgusting. It's
really gross.
Insane. They're making good money, though. Good for them. Maybe I should quit my job and become an Uber driver.
I think maybe.
Can you imagine if I just pulled up?
You were like, sorry, guys.
Sorry for the mess. Get me back.
You playing Taylor Swift's greatest hits.
Yeah.
That would be sometimes, your playlist.
Okay, like, I don't know if this is just me being, like, feeling guilty or, like, bad for people when they're totally fine, but I just, like, I got in this Uber the other day, and the guy, it was a long drive from Brooklyn, like, huge traffic situation. Like, it was a long drive, and I, like, popped my podcast in. I was, like, entertaining myself with my headphones. The poor guy just raw-dogged the drive. He didn't listen to anything. No, I
don't
understand.
They, like, don't play music in Ubers anymore, which drives me nuts.
And the thing is, I, like, literally took my headphone out. I'm like, you can play music if you want. Like, I was, like, feeling guilty that he wasn't entertaining himself. And he was just driving in silence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a brutal drive. Like, it's not a fun drive. We're, like, bumper to bumper in traffic. Like, it's boring. It was, like, really early and he was probably tired. And so I was feeling bad for him. I'm like, please, for the love of God, put some music on to entertain yourself. Because I'm entertaining myself fine back here.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just a me thing, but I felt like insane guilt.
I feel guilty when they try to like chat with you. And I'm like, I just don't really want to chat with you right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, that's different. Like a chatty Uber driver, depending on if I'm on vacation and I'm like wanting to know more about the area that I'm in, I'm somewhere new, I want to get some recs, like love a chatty Uber driver. But if it's just like my normal day to day and I'm just like having a day and I just I don't need to chat.
I'm getting in an Uber at 4 a.m. to go to the airport, I like to have about a 5-minute conversation to ensure that I'm not about to be taken to my death, and then I put my headphones in and go mute again.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you are marked safe.
Once I'm like, okay, I've chatted with him, he seems normal.
Oh my god, gonna so funny.
Plug in now.
I had this one Uber driver. I don't remember where or when I had this Uber driver, but his thing was he played a song like that reminded him of the passenger.
Oh.
Like once he got to know you, he was like, okay, and here's your song. And he like queued up a song.
That's scary. I don't like that.
And it was, well, okay, we had to have not been in New York because he queued up Frank Sinatra. It's up to you. I was like honored that that was my song. I was like, honestly, this is a great game.
It's so funny.
5 stars. Anyway, okay, wait. Adam, tell us about Mykonos.
Yeah.
Guys.
Circling back to Greece.
Adam was away last week, and we need to hear everything about... Did you have a block of feta at any point? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so we all know that we go to some funny places for support sometimes. If we have a predicament, we often go to the group chat or text one of our friends. But not everyone is a therapist. Not everyone is the one. You can find your right match with BetterHelp. I think BetterHelp is amazing because they've been helping people find their match for over 10 years and has a 4.9 rating out of 1.7 million client session reviews.
BetterHelp has over 30,000 therapists, which makes it the largest online therapy platform. So there are plenty of options for you to choose from. And they do a lot of the initial matchmaking, which makes it so easy for you to just focus on your therapy goals. They sent me a short questionnaire to help me identify my needs and preferences and matched me with a therapist that was perfect for me.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Find the one with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/matchmade. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/matchmade. Check it out.
All right, guys, fall is in full swing and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality.
You guys know how much we love Quince. We do not stop talking about it. They have all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, which I have and love, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel too good to be true. I'm eyeing their wool coats this season. I actually got one for my mom for Christmas last year, and she loves it. It has a cute little sash belt, super high quality for a fraction of the price. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Keep it classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade. See you there. Oh, I ate so much feta. Like, I am a block of feta.
I noticed you didn't bring us back any souvenirs, but...
You're actually so right. Like, I didn't do any shopping. I bought one thing while I was there, and it was a shirt that said, need money for tequila.
Okay, so you bought something for yourself.
That. Yeah. I bought a gift for myself.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
I actually meant to
bring... A memento.
That's fine. I guess it's allowed. As long as you didn't get, like, souvenirs for everyone except for us.
No,
like,
I did. But actually, I did get you guys gifts. I just didn't bring them today.
What did you get us?
I can't tell you.
Did you get me a magnet?
No.
Oh, I kind of wanted one.
Oh, you wanted a magnet?
Yeah.
No, I got you something that you probably won't even like, but...
Something in Greece?
Yeah.
So you did get us souvenirs.
Yeah, I did.
No, you just said you didn't.
Well, because I was like...
Okay, so this was definitely not supposed to be for us, but now it's going to be for us.
No, it was
going to
be for you, but I was going to surprise you. And then you just called me out for not getting it to you. And I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't bring it to
Well, clearly you didn't listen to last week's episode because Colby and I went on a whole little rant about how we didn't expect you to get us souvenirs.
Oh, no, I usually bring home souvenirs. I usually do.
When? I've never got one.
Really?
Literally you were supposed to get me matcha in Japan and you didn't.
I didn't. You're right.
Okay, so give us the spiel. How was Greece?
Incredible.
What was your favorite thing that you did?
Have you been?
Yes.
Did you go during study abroad?
No, remember I went to Santorini and you shit on Santorini? You were like, it's so touristy.
Yeah, I'm so Greek Elias now.
I'm like, you with all your Greece experience.
The man who's never been.
It's like, we're not going to Santorini, of course. It's so touristy.
I wouldn't be called dead.
No, you literally said that. And I was like, well, I went there for 2 weeks and I loved it.
I was like, that's cute.
You guys went for 2 weeks?
That was our spring break.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Okay, that's maybe a long time.
It wasn't 2 weeks. We weren't in Greece for 2 weeks. We were in Greece for like a little over 1 week. But then we went to Amsterdam. So you're actually right.
Did you guys stay in Santorini the entire time or bop around to different islands?
That's the thing. We only stayed in Santorini. Granted, we were broke college kids, so we couldn't really afford to like jet set. We were like, we've got one place. We stayed at a hostel. Yeah.
I mean, I will say so.
But it was great.
I was obsessed with Greece. I want to go literally every year now. And we need to go in a big group. Like, I am obsessed with it.
I need to go to Greece. Guys, so I'm there.
The best trip I've ever been on in Europe. I'm not even kidding. Like, it's so stunning. And that's like a big statement. I feel like I've been on a lot of European trips.
Yeah, no, I'm like shook that that's...
Greece is by far my favorite country, at least for like the summertime. It's just so stunning. I will say though, for context, I've never been to like the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
I need to go there.
So perhaps I would also like feel the same way about that or like it a little bit better. I'm not really sure because everybody says that the Amalfi Coast is amazing. And I've also never been to the south of France. So maybe I'd also like that a lot too. But as of right now, my favorite European trip that I've been on is to Greece.
Oh my God.
And it's literally just the most beautiful place ever. I will say it's a bitch to get to. I think like my flight from, so basically what happens, you always have to fly from JFK to Athens and then you essentially bounce around to the different islands from there. Like there's no direct flights, I don't think, at least from New York to any of the islands other than Athens, which is like the core city. And so I think the flight there was like 11 hours maybe to Athens, which is like a long ass flight. And then when you get to Athens, then you either take a ferry or you fly to the different islands that you want to go to.
What did you do? Did you fly?
We flew. But I will say we were kind of concerned because one of our friends had gone the night before us, like took the same Delta flight, but just 24 hours prior, and it got delayed 3 hours and they missed their flight. And the only way to get to where our Airbnb was on the island, because it was so late, was one ferry and there was only one left. And they were like cutting it close to even making that. And so they ended up getting on the ferry. They made the ferry, but taking a ferry is just like so much more time intensive. Yeah. It's usually like a 3 to 4 hour ferry versus like a 40 minute flight.
Okay.
Just way easier to get around.
At least there was a backup plan just in case.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
And so our flight started getting delayed while we were in the airport. And Alex and I were like, oh my God, this flight's going to get delayed. We're going to miss it. We're going to have to like take a ferry. I just like accepted my fate at that point. I was like, Alex, just going to drive for me. You know, like when you're ever with your boyfriend, do you just like turn your brain off?
Oh my God. Yeah. I love turning my brain off.
Yeah. I turn my brain off this entire group trip.
Depends on what we're doing. Because sometimes I'm the one with the brain and he's the one turning his brain off.
Fair.
But it depends.
So that's how I usually feel when I'm around Alex. Like Alex will like take on the, you know, the stress and the planning. And so when it came down to the fact that we were probably going to miss our flight from Athens to Paros is the island that we went to, my brain was off. I was like, I'm shutting down. Alex, like, should we do this? And I was like, I'm gonna be totally honest, Alex. Like, I do not have the brain capacity for this.
You just need to make decisions for
us. You need to figure it out and then tell me what to do and how much money I need to spend, and that is all I care about. And he was like, okay, noted. And so, anyways, long story short, we ended up making our flight.
Oh my God. Did you have to run through the airport?
We kind of did, but honestly, like the airport in Athens is so disorganized. It's actually the most disorganized airport I've ever been in my entire life, where you can just like walk through security and I seriously think anybody could just like walk through security without having a boarding pass.
Really?
It's just chaos there. Like passport and border control, like barely anything. It's like one cop who's just like checking shit.
Oh, interesting.
And there's like barely any guardrails. Like you could totally just like jump like a rail and like just go in and like go through security and nobody would even know if you didn't have a boarding pass. It's so crazy. And so we ended up being fine just because of how chaotic and like disorganized the place was. Like we were just like butting in lines and like doing whatever. So we ended up making it totally fine. And we flew to Paros. And so Paros was the primary island that we were going to be in for the week. And so Paros is this like beautiful, beautiful, amazing island. It's pretty big. And usually what you do when you go there is you rent ATVs, is like how people get around the island. And obviously I don't drive at all. So like that was, you know, I was passenger princess in the ATV the entire time. But honestly, one of my favorite things that we did was the ATVs. Yeah. Because also in Paros, basically you take the ATV and you can go over to the ferry and then you can ferry to other nearby islands like with the ATVs and then go explore the other islands like with your ATVs and stuff. And so we did that one day. And the way it worked out with this entire trip is basically how it even came to be is my best friend Alex and then his girlfriend and their friend had a wedding in Athens. And so I was like, okay, I'm coming, not to the wedding, but I was like, I'm going to jump onto the Greece trip around it.
Yeah, not the wedding. You weren't invited.
Well, you know what?
he would have found a way.
I was tempted to latch on to that. Honestly, like, one of our friends who was with us was like, oh, I don't have a plus, or I, like, I have a plus one, but I didn't bring anybody. And I was like, oh, perfect. So, like, tell her that I'll be joining as well. And so, obviously, I didn't end up doing that, but it was on my radar. And so, went to Paros. One of my favorite things we did was the, like, ATVing, and we went to this nearby island called Antiparos, which is, like, a smaller version of Paros, basically.
Interesting name.
Antiparos.
Antiparos, yeah. Beautiful. Stunning. Amazing. We, okay, like, drove up these amazing hills, and, like, while we're on this trip, like, it was obviously me, my friends who had the wedding, and then my other roommate jumped onto the trip also, and then one of my coworkers also ended up wanting to come because he had, bit like, work in Europe the next week, and so he ended up joining as well. And then, so randomly, my other coworker, who I'm super good friends with, and 20 of his friends also happened to be on Paros the same time that we were.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Of all the islands in the world.
I know.
Interesting.
So insane. And so they stayed kind of close to the town that we stayed also, which was called Nausa, I think, is the town that we stayed at.
Yeah,
it's like kind of like a very cool, like, coastal, like, you sit at restaurants that are, like, right on the beach. It's stunning, it's beautiful, they have, like, a little nightlife, like, it's a very fun, but not the same level of, like, party as, like, Mykonos, for example. But
did you go to Scorpios,
guys? When we went to I got rejected from Scorpios.
Oh, you and Ashton Earl.
Correct.
Wait, sorry, fill me in, what is that?
Okay, so Scorpios is, like,
aside from my horoscope or whatever it's called, my sign,
astrology,
I don't know.
Yeah, so fast forward to us going to Mykonos. So then Mykonos is me, my roommate, and then one of my coworkers, and we stayed at this hotel, was, like, very far away from Mykonos town, because essentially my friend has, like, Hilton's friends and family, and so I was like, guys, like, I can get us a sick deal in this, like, insanely nice hotel. And so we stayed in the insanely nice hotel, but it was, like, 30 minutes away from all the action of Mykonos, basically, which ended up being fine.
Is that far? 30 minutes away, like, by car?
It's not far.
Like, ideally, you'd be walking distance? Or
yeah. Like, normally possible? In Mykonos, you want to be kind of, like, walking distance to Mykonos town.
Yeah, because how do you get around?
The Uber situation is so bad. Like, Ubers are all flat fee, basically, like, 50 euros. So, anytime you want to go anywhere, it's, like, the place could literally be, like, less than a mile, and it'll be 6 euros.
Damn.
And it could be, like, 20 miles away, and it's, like, 6 euros.
I was literally just going to say that. Do they have taxis?
They do, but it's, like, same price. Like, damn. All the prices are pretty standard.
Okay.
That's the situation with transportation, but I think by the end of the week, I probably spent, like, 800 euros of Uber, so I'm not even kidding. Like, it was a disaster. Because also when you're out, like, the nice part about being in Mykonos town is you can just, like, walk to dinner, and then you can go out to the bars in Little Venice, is what the neighborhood is called, and then you can, like, bop to Scorpios for sunset, and, like,
that's... So Scorpios, sorry, what is it?
Scorpios is essentially kind of, like,
a beach club restaurant.
Oh, cool.
It's a beach club restaurant. They have a sunset DJ. It's, like, stunning. Everybody goes there. It's kind of, like, the spot to go in Mykonos.
And you got rejected.
And we didn't have a reservation because it's impossible to get reservations there.
Okay, so you got rejected. Just kidding.
Guys, I was, like, mortified. I think he wanted to let me in, though, because he looked at my outfit and he was, like, considering for a second. And then he looked at the boys that I was with and he was like, sorry, can't let you in tonight. And damn. I was pissed as hell. Like, my ego. Remember when we got rejected from the box?
Were you there? I wasn't there, but
were you there? I was there.
Like, that was me this night.
No, it's a you real
some girls in your orbit.
A real ego trip.
It was a real ego trip. But I will say they were rejecting everybody who didn't have a reservation. So okay. Because we then when we were shunned, I couldn't stop talking about how pissed I was that we were shunned, and I was DMing Scorpios, and I was, like, doing all kinds of, like, crazy shit. I was, like, trying to find on Reddit, like, a WhatsApp to message somebody. I was WhatsApping them. I was calling their phone number. Nobody was answering. Like, I was like, I will get into this place.
Yeah.
And then eventually when I didn't get into the place and we went to, like, this dinner spot that was kind of close by, this group of girls was walking up and we were like, oh, do you guys have a reservation? Because I was like, I need to find a way into this place. Like,
you were going to latch on to this random group of girls? No, I was literally
going to get into the reservation.
Course.
And they were like, no, we don't have a reservation. And I was like, girls, good luck, like, they're turning people away. And this girl looks at me up and down, she's like, we have tits, we'll be fine.
Did they get in?
No. We're at the restaurant next door and I saw this group of girls 15 minutes later walking back down, them and their tits couldn't help you this time, girl.
Wow.
So that was validating for me. But then anyways, once I got rejected from Scorpios, now my perspective on Scorpios is I can never go back again unless I am invited by Scorpios himself. Like, okay. I refuse to go.
Scorpios is a man.
It could be a woman.
Could be a woman.
Could be they, them.
I will say,
I was
so Scorpios also is, like, on this kind of rock peninsula, basically.
Yeah.
And so to even get into it, you have to go through this, like, long, like, pathway that's guarded by the biggest bouncer you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, he's jacked as hell and wearing, like, these massive black sunglasses. Dude is fresh as hell. I'm not going to lie. Like, so hot. I wanted to have sex with him so bad. And I was ready to give it up also to get into that place at the time. And then once we got like severely rejected, when I like kind of begged a little bit and I was like, I'll pay you. Like, what do you need? Like, I need to go to this place. Was not interested in any of my advances.
Your offerings.
And so then when we went out, I was considering climbing over the rocks to get into the back of Scorpios.
Oh my God. So I was
considering scaling the mountain.
Then you would never, ever, ever be allowed.
I was convinced I was going to be able to do it. And my friends were like, we're not scaling the mountain. Like, it's okay. And I was like, my ego is destroyed and I need to get into this place. Oh my then God. I came back down to earth and I was like, I can never go back again.
Okay.
Is what so it amounted to.
You're going through the stages of grief.
I went through the stages of grief. I feel like Ashton Earl, although Ashton Earl had a reservation and got rejected.
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed this lore. So Ashton Earl, sister of Alex Earl, mm-hmm. got rejected from this club.
Correct. Yeah.
And she had made a reservation like months in advance. And they just were like, no, essentially.
And so she
made a TikTok.
Oh, I was like, how did we find this out? Cause that's okay. Okay.
That was pretty much all she said was okay. that they had made their reservation months in advance and then said that they couldn't go.
Well, that's really unfortunate. Cause she did the due diligence of making the res.
I'm sure that whoever said no to them is in trouble.
100% without a doubt in my mind. Which is so funny. But yeah, so now I hate Scorpios anyways. I'm glad that Ashton Earl and I are on the same page.
So, okay, but say some other things that you did when in Greece, like other things besides expensive Ubers and getting rejected from clubs.
True, I'm only saying the bad.
You loved your ATVing.
Loved my ATVing.
What about the food? What about the boys? What about the men?
Okay,
so did you socialize with any of the locals?
So in Paros for sure, and in Mykonos as well. I think the thing about Mykonos, I will say, you need to go with a big squad. Like, you are going to expend so much social battery if you go with just like a small amount of people, because it was me and two of my friends, one of them being a straight boy and the other one being a gay man. And like, you just know when you're going with a group of three people, like, you need to like buddy up to groups and like figure out like who you're going to be going to the clubs with.
Yeah,
because like,
I feel like every dinner that I see at these beach clubs are like big, long tables that are like at least 12 people.
Exactly.
Okay, so like a bachelorette would be really fun. Exactly. Or like some, okay.
But I will say people in Mykonos, like, I think everybody kind of goes with the vibe of like, I want to meet people, like whatever, hang out, have fun, the whole deal. And so when we went out in Mykonos, we went to this bar called Negrita, I think. And it's a bar in Little Venice. It's right on the ocean. It's really cute and like very fun. And we met this group of girls who was having like they were from England and doing like a girls trip. And so we kind of like latched onto that group. We were trying to get one of them to kind of like get with my, you know, straight friend that was there. We were trying to kind of hook him up.
Were they on a hen do?
A hen do?
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's what they call bachelorette.
Oh.
They call it a hen party, and then the boys.
Oh, wait, I think they were actually
a hen do is what they call it, and then the guys, it's a stag do or something. I could be fucking this. So Jack's probably in the other room being like, Katie, you're so wrong. But I know it's hen something is what British ladies call their bachelorette.
Huh. But yeah, I mean, that place, I think that they were on that. And we ended up kind of like latching onto their table and hanging out with them.
Wait, so fun.
And then we bounced around with like a couple of them for a little bit. That was like the one night that we went out. It was kind of an early night. I think we were home by like 1:30. But mm-hmm. Mykonos is a late place. Like, people go out and like watch the sunrise basically from the clubs. And so the second night was when we actually went like really crazy. And we go to this bar called Scandinavia, which I would recommend anybody who goes to Mykonos to go. It's so fun. And they basically play like Taylor Swift remixes and stuff like that, which is what I like to hear.
Love.
Yeah, and like you dance on a table on the bar. It's like so much fun. And it's super crowded. It's just like a fun place. But like I said, like if I go back to Mykonos, I want to go with a huge group. Like, I think it would just be so much more fun if you have like a big group of your friends, you know?
All right, deal.
Like, twist my arm. I literally think we should do 100%.
Twist my arm.
And also, like, once you get there, it's actually like, it's not that, I mean, Mykonos is expensive, but Paros, for example, like, not that expensive in terms of like food, drinks, whatever. On the food question that you asked, like, how was the food? I literally hated every fancy restaurant we went to. Like, it got to the point where we went to...
Why?
I don't know.
Like, I don't think food? I would like that either. All that I want to eat is, like, Greek salad.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, that's, like, kind of where they serve, like, stuff like that. But we would go to these fancy restaurants. Not fancy, but, like, I don't know. It's, like, a New York restaurant, basically, but in Mykonos and Paros, basically. And we would go to these restaurants, and I was like, oh, this food just, like, isn't good. Like,
really?
I mean, kind of what Colby's saying. Like, I only really like the Greek salad and, like... Like chicken.
You didn't get like skewers and stuff?
We did. So that's what I'm. So
I love the skewers.
Alex and I basically decided we were like, we were eating like €4 a day. Like euros, skewers, Greek salads, whole deal. And so it eventually came to a point where I was like, I refuse to eat at these dinners that we're going to because I only want to eat euros from off the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was the best food that I ended up liking the most.
What are they called?
Gyros.
Gyros.
G-Y-R-O-S.
It looks like gyros, right? Yeah. I've never known how to say that, so I just haven't Gyros. Said it out loud.
If anybody is Greek who listens to the podcast, let me know my pronunciation.
They're probably Gyros. Like... I don't know. I feel like Gyros. They probably have a lot to say about this episode. Probably.
They're like, Adam doesn't know shit about They're Greece. Like, They're like, you went to the worst places. Literally. I probably did go to like the most touristy places, honestly. But it was
the
so...
The anti-tourist.
Literally the anti-tourist. But it was so much fun, guys. Like, we just need to go back to Greece.
Deal.
Where were the fun Mykonos places that we went to? Okay, so when the three of us went out the second night in Mykonos, we went to that bar Scandinavia, which is where we started the night. So much fun.
So you went again?
That was the second night. So that was the first night we went to Scandinavia. The night before, we went to Negrita, which is in Little Venice.
Okay.
Little Venice is basically like this line of bars that are on the ocean, and it's like massive waves that are coming up and hitting the rocks and like splashing up. It's like very...
Interesting they call it Little Venice. Is that a nod to Venice, Italy?
Yeah.
Does it look like it? Is it like canal-like?
Yeah. Canal-like. Okay. Very
that
canal-like.
That makes sense then.
Yeah. Very cool.
Wait,
and
it, cute.
And that's where like everybody goes to party to kind of like start the night, and then you go to other bars from there. And so there's this other bar down there called Jackie O's, and it's a gay bar. And so we ended up going to Jackie O's.
Jackie O's.
That's so funny.
And there were men like preying on me, like, but like gross, like old, like, not the vibe. And we went with this group of girls that we had met at the previous bar. Like, we kind of like just dragged them along with us. And then me and my one friend who I was with, we ended up going to kind of like a late night beach club called Casa Paradiso. So we were like, we're here, we need to experience it like at least once and just like live it up in Mykonos and like
so
do the
got
thing.
In, got in there.
Yeah. So we had tickets to that, though, I will say.
Oh, you were prepared.
But what's funny is we were with this group of girls, and the girls like didn't have tickets, but they decided they wanted to go with us. And so they came with us, and I was like, you guys like need to buy tickets. And I think that they were assuming that like my guy friend who was straight was going to buy their tickets. And I literally go to him and I'm like, don't buy the tickets. Like, they both have girlfriends, or they both have boyfriends.
Oh my God.
I was helping him out.
You, oh my God.
Because he was like, they're so hot. Oh my God, they're so hot. And I was like, you can't buy their tickets. Like,
they're literally using you.
Yeah, I was like, please, like, let me help you.
Wow.
And so we go to this place and they're like, ugh, we don't need tickets. Like, we have tits. Like, we'll just like flash them or something like that. We get to the front of the line to get into Casa Paradiso. Like, we show our tickets, we're good. The girls are like, hey, like, can we just like get in? Like, we don't have tickets or whatever. And they were like, no, you need a ticket.
How much was the ticket?
And it was like nothing. It was like 30 euros.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was like, come on, but like, we have boobs. And they were like, honey.
What's with the- Are these the same people that were talking about no. their boobs the night before?
No, everybody in Mykonos likes to talk about how they have boobs.
I have never referenced the fact that I have boobs when trying to get into a bar.
Boobs are apparently, they're not the key. I don't know. Or the girls think that they're the key, but they're not the key in Mykonos.
No, I don't even know if that's currency
yeah,
anymore.
It's not currency.
Maybe at one point it was, but now...
Current currency is the fucking owner of Scorpios. That damn bouncer at the front of the door.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, so you got in because you had tickets.
We got in because we had tickets. That was like
beach club.
Such a fun night.
Okay. Yeah,
so it's like this big beach club. They have a DJ. It's like right on the ocean. We stayed there until like 4 or 5 a.m. Like, had the whole night.
Wow.
And guys, it was just like so fun. And like I said, like, Mykonos is such a place where you like meet people. I didn't have any fun like makeouts or like guys that I was interested in, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, the gay bar, there were definitely like a couple of cute guys, I guess, but just didn't end up happening for me.
But still fun.
But like, guys, literally the best trip ever.
Friend
we went to
trip.
Fun friend trip. And I want to redo it with you
fun
guys.
Fun friends trip.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Europe, which you are headed back to soon.
I know. I literally leave in 2 days.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited for me too.
Both of you are leaving me. Colby's going home for 2 weeks. Like,
I can't wait.
I'm like losing my friends.
Also, we should end this episode and then start episode 2.
Oh yeah. Everyone listening, don't you worry. We have an episode for you next week. We're recording it right now. and then we're going to take off for July 4th.
I can't wait.
As people do.
Yes.
But
it's been, this is the Greece recap that you guys have been waiting for.
The Greece recap.
I'm sorry I couldn't give you any crazy stories. Actually, the one story I'll leave with is, it's kind of on the topic of what you were talking about earlier with Chatty Ubers.
And Chatty so, Ubers.
I mean, I will say I was drunk like pretty much the majority of the time that I was in Mykonos. Like, if the clock struck 7 p.m., like I was drunk the rest
Wait,
of the night.
Wait, can I ask, what were you drinking?
Tequila sodas.
Okay, so you're normal, yeah, normal yeah. poison.
I mean, I had to beg them to like find me Casamigos.
I was going to say, do they have good liquor there? Because no. I feel like I would be drinking wine.
But I would say that like the more touristy bars, they all had Casamigos because presumably like that's the, mm-hmm. the currency, the water of the people who are going there, which is yeah. like New Yorkers.
They have good wine in Greece.
Yeah, amazing wine.
I didn't drink like any wine.
Should have.
Well, when we go,
we'll drink some wine.
We'll drink some wine.
But so anyways, my story about me being drunk literally the second the clock struck 7 p.m., I was, like, the chattiest person in the Uber. Like, nobody else can get a word in. I just wanted to know everything about the Uber drivers that we were with. And so we got in the Uber with this one guy, and he was so hot. Like, the hottest Uber driver I've ever seen in my entire life. And he had this extremely deep voice. And
Greek men are stunning.
Gods. Literally sexy. Gods among men. Like, yeah. Sexy as hell. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, my God, I'm literally in love with this man. Like, he needs to actually, like, have sex with me immediately. Sorry, guys. I'm, like, being a little crazy on this podcast.
That's okay. Let it out.
And so I'm Pride chatting month. Him up. He's, like, giving me, like, one word answers. Like, he didn't really speak much English. And I was like, okay, like, where would you recommend that we go out? And he's like, well, you need to go to, what did he say? He was like, you need to go to Scandinavia. You need to go to Negrita. And then he goes, and if I want to fuck bitches, I go to Joker.
And you were like, I definitely want to fuck bitches.
It was so out of left field, him saying, if you want to fuck bitches, I go to the Joker. We all sat there in silence for a couple seconds because I was like...
stunned.
I was like, the woman was too stunned to speak.
Adam was like, fucking bitches is on my itinerary. Thank you so much.
I was like, you were so right. Okay, so if I want to fuck bitches, I need to go to Joker.
Did you go to Joker?
He tried to take us there.
Okay.
He was like, I bring you to Joker. I bring you to Joker.
He's like, speaking of, I could use that right now. No, so let's go.
I was like, actually, like, I don't think we need to go to Joker. And meanwhile, my one roommate was like, I think we need to go to Joker. Like, yeah. I think we need to go to the Joker.
So you didn't go.
We did not go to the Joker. We did not go to the Joker at all. No, I didn't need to fuck bitches that night. So I sat out.
You'd had your fill.
I had had my fill of fucking bitches. And so I just decided that maybe I should take a pause.
Have a chill one.
Just have a chill night.
So dead.
And that's what I'll leave you with that. It's been fun on this episode. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.